Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, May 26th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, The Day Before the Revolution. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive deep into fascinating topics that tickle your intellect and stir your curiosity. Today, we journey into the realms of literature and revolutionary thought as we explore The Day Before the Revolution, a notable short story by Ursula K. Le Guin that gives us a poignant glimpse into the life of an aged revolutionary. The Day Before the Revolution is not just any short story. It functions as a coda to Le Guin's acclaimed novel, The Dispossessed, providing a rich backdrop to the life of Odo, the founder of an anarchist revolution. While The Dispossessed deals with the theoretical and practical implications of anarchism, today's subject story shifts focus to the personal and the subtle. It zeroes in on the day before a great revolution, seen through the eyes of someone who has spent her life advocating for a transformative cause. Now, imagine you've devoted your life to a monumental cause, and now, in the twilight years, you find yourself observing the youthful generations carrying the torch you once held high. There's a sense of expectation, nostalgia, and reflection mingled with fatigue. That's the emotional landscape Ursula K. Le Guin paints in this narrative. The story itself is a study in subtlety and provides a stark portrayal of Laya Asio Odo in her final hours. Despite being physically weak and emotionally worn, Odo is depicted attending to the mundane tasks of her everyday life, interspersed with powerful recollections of her revolutionary past. It's during these moments Le Guin masterfully explores themes of memory, age, and ideology. Consider the pressures and emotional weight borne by someone whose ideas have ignited widespread change. The Day Before the Revolution is not just about the physicality of those experiences, but also dives deep into the ethos of a person standing on the precipice of seeing their life's work come into fruition. It's compelling to see how Le Guin contrasts the robust energies of youth against the sagacious but frail energies of old age. Let's pause and reflect here. How does the portrayal of Odo challenge our own perceptions of age and activism? Often, society views the elderly as withdrawn from active engagements. Yet here is Odo, vividly immersed in the throes of societal upheaval, albeit in a more reflective capacity. How does this reshape our understanding of the elderly in the context of ongoing social movements? Moreover, Le Guin's narrative technique in this short story is as impactful as its content. The gradual buildup to the climactic revolution, juxtaposed with Odo's quiet, introspective moments, creates a tension that is palpable. This is a woman who has catalyzed a massive political upheaval, yet in her personal solitude, we see the universal truth of human vulnerability. The beauty of The Day Before the Revolution also lies in its universal appeal. It transcends the specific politics of the story itself, touching on themes of legacy, change, and the inevitable march of time. These are elements that resonate on a personal level for many of us. Ask yourself, what legacies am I contributing to? And how do we reconcile our individual contributions with the collective march towards future societal shifts? This story also received well-deserved acclaim, being the recipient of the Locus Award for Best Short Story in 1975. Ursula K. Le Guin's works often encapsulate complex human experiences against the backdrop of expansive speculative worlds, making her a seminal figure in the field of speculative fiction. The Day Before the Revolution also encourages us to ponder the nature of revolutions themselves. Often, they're glorified through dramatic, violent upheaval, but Le Guin allows us to understand the quieter, more personal revolutions that occur within individuals driving these massive changes. It's about the transformations within as much as the transformations without. To sum up, Ursula K. Le Guin's The Day Before the Revolution is a profound narrative that challenges our perceptions of aging, activism, and the anatomy of societal change. It's a story that invites reflection about our respective roles in the ongoing narratives of societal transformation. As you digest today's exploration, I'd encourage you to take a moment to think about the individual revolutions you participate in or witness in your own life? How do these contribute to or reflect larger societal changes? And in our later years, what reflections and contributions will we consider most significant from our own life's narrative? Thank you for tuning in to Wikipedia, where we uncover the layers of fascinating stories and the ideas they provoke. Remember to keep reflecting, keep questioning, and most importantly, keep exploring the depths of stories that move and shape us. Until next time, keep turning the pages of not just books, but of life itself.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day before the revolution. Thanks for listening. See you next time.